What's your reputation among your friends and your business contacts? How would you know? Have you ever thought about what your reputation actually is? For most of us, it's incredibly difficult to find this out. And in fact, most of us don't want to ask, because what if it's bad? How do you go about fixing a reputation? Or in fact, how do you go about building the right reputation? I want to tell you about a friend of mine who I was having dinner with a little while ago. And we were sitting at this restaurant, we're having dinner, having a bunch of drinks, and you know, we're just chatting. We're friends who both run businesses, and we always like to know what's going on and the latest gossip and this and that. And he said, "Hey, Ramit, what do you know about this guy?" And you always want to be cautious when someone just says something as broad as that. "Oh, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, we're thinking about acquiring his company." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Do you want me to be honest with you?" And he's a good friend of mine. He said, "Of course." So I told him, I was very honest. I said, "Listen, this guy is extremely arrogant. He's been very unhelpful. And he did a couple things that I didn't think were right." My friend said, "Oh, really?" And we talked about it a little while. And the next day, I got a text message. The acquisition is off. Now, this person will never know why that happened. He'll have no idea. He'll never know that in the back room of some restaurant over drinks, this random guy who he hadn't talked to in a year or two said something that caused an acquisition to be scuttled. He'll never know. And that is exactly the power of reputations. They can go one way or they can go another. On the positive side, I recently interviewed my friend Michael Ellsberg. Now, this was a guy I wasn't really familiar with. And one day he emails me and he mentioned all these other people he knew who were really high-level friends of mine, Tim Ferriss, Noah Kagan, etc. You know, when I get an email like that, I send a quick note to somebody like Tim or Noah. I say, "Is this guy legit?" They say, "Yeah, he's definitely legit. You should hang out with him." I ended up going to coffee with him. I ended up becoming a really good friend with him. And now when someone normally emails me and says, "Hey, Ramit, can I have an hour of your time at a coffee shop?" While I wish I could, I just don't have time to do that, especially if I don't know them. But his reputation was so powerful, it preceded him. And so when I did a quick little check, it came back double thumbs up. And so that is an example of a positive reputation. It opens up doors where you ordinarily would not be able to reach. So let's go back to you. What is your reputation? Think about it. What would you say people would say about you if you asked them completely anonymously? Have you ever thought about it? The reason this is so important is that the more and more advanced you get in your career, the more and more reputation matters. Now, let me be really clear. The more and more advanced you get, the more reputation matters, and the less your technical skills matter. Think about that. When you're young and you're early in your career, the way you do pivot tables in Excel really matters. Your formatting in Adobe InDesign really matters, okay? But as you get older, what happens? You become a manager of people who do that. And so it becomes about your decision making. Do I trust this person? Do I like this person? Management consultants have a phrase they call the airport test. That means if I got stuck in an airport with this person, would I enjoy it or would I want to kill myself? That's the airport test for management consultants. And that's one big way they determine who to hire or who not to. So this is very radical for a lot of people to hear, because it implies that your technical skills are not the most important, and that is absolutely correct. At a certain point in your career, it's assumed that if you made it to this level, you have those technical skills. You know how to edit video, you know how to write, etc. At that point, at these advanced levels, it becomes, do I like this person? Do I trust this person? Do I respect this person? And so if you can get a head start now by strategically building a great reputation, you are light years ahead of the game. Time is going to go on. You're going to get to those advanced levels of your career. And unlike other people who have just started to cultivate their reputation, you are going to be way ahead. If you don't do this, you can be floating along and one day invisibly hit a brick wall you didn't even know existed, just like happened with that young guy. He has no idea why his acquisition was canceled. He'll never know. But invisibly around him, something happened based on his reputation, and it dramatically altered the trajectory of his life. Whereas, let's say he'd had an amazing reputation, or you meet someone else who has an incredible reputation. They're able to network with high-level people. They're able to leapfrog other people because their reputation is so good that they get doors opened up. That's what's called a discontinuous jump. It's not like just a gradual jump. It's actually a huge jump going to the next level. In other words, not from 1 to 2, but from 1 to 5 all at once. So how do you do this? I'm going to give you a few action steps, but I want to be really clear about this one. This is a much more cerebral framework. Okay? This is not, hey, do these 3 things and send out this email script and your reputation will be amazing. It's quite different. Building a reputation, especially a positive reputation, is a years-long endeavor, and it actually never ends. So the first thing you can do is try to figure out, what is my reputation? Most of us don't even do this ever because we don't want to hear the answer. We never think about it. What you can do is simply this. Take a piece of paper and write down the answer to this question. If I were to ask 3 of your best friends, what's his or her reputation? Talking about you. What would they say? Now remember, this is going to be completely anonymous, so they would be brutally honest. Now what if I asked 3 people at work, what's his or her reputation? What would they say? What are the positive things they would say? Always gets things done on time. Very proactive. What about the negative things? This is really difficult. You're going through this 5-minute straitjacket technique. You're trying to understand other people. And to imagine people saying negative things about you is really, really challenging. But you're going to do it anyway. Maybe they'll say, he talks too much. He's overbearing. She's not very confident. What are some other things they could possibly say about you? You want to write them all down. The truth is, we know a lot of the areas we're weak at, okay? Some of us are too overbearing. Some of us interrupt too much. Some of us are really poor listeners. We know some of these things. So if we can just apply this technique, we can actually write these down. We can acknowledge these are things that are affecting our reputation. Next, we've got these things down. So we've written down, I interrupt too much and I'm not a good listener. What are 3 things you can do over the course of the year or stop doing that are going to dramatically change these issues of your reputation? For example, if you interrupt too much, what is 1 thing you can do in your next conversation? Force yourself not to interrupt. Be conscious of it. Be cognizant. You could go even deeper. You could say to your friend, hey man, I have a problem. I know that I keep interrupting people and I want your help. It would be really cool if next time we hang out with John and Mike, just give me a little look or a little nudge if you hear me interrupting. It's okay. I want your honest feedback. I'm not going to get mad. Now imagine you do that with 3 things and you do it on an ongoing, systematic way. So every month you have a little calendar check-in. You say, how am I doing on interrupting people? Now remember, you're not just picking out things you want to get better at. These are things that are going to dramatically affect your reputation. So these are also going to turn into much deeper things later, like he's trustworthy, she's reliable, they're prompt. If you can start off simple with some simple traits like listening or interrupting, once you deal with those, you'll have the confidence to move on to the higher level issues of improving your reputation. Again, this is one of those things that is not obvious. It's not obvious why your reputation matters today. But as your career continues growing, it will become more and more important that your reputation opens doors for you, not closes them. So I want you to start thinking about this now, years before other people hit that invisible brick wall.